The challenges for Senator Mitch McConnell this year include keeping his job as Senate Majority Leader. To stay in the majority, he has to ensure that other Republican senators keep their jobs. The math favored Democrats even before the presidential primaries.
I think we've got a great, talented lineup, but a very challenging cycle. 24 Republicans up and only 10 Democrats.
Far more Republicans are vulnerable. In a new book, McConnell writes that he dislikes term limits for lawmakers. He would rather they accumulate experience. McConnell is applying his decades of experience as he leads Republican senators in a re-election fight in tandem with apparent presidential nominee Donald Trump. McConnell says he doubts Trump will hurt GOP senators that much, but he is careful about which Trump statements he will endorse. We could describe the rise of Trump as signifying a lot of things in the country, but one of the most explicit things is a rejection of Republican Party leaders. Do you see it that way?
I don't. I think the Republican Party is at an all-time high. We don't have the White House, but we've had very good years. The American people gave us a new majority in 2014. I don't in any way think the American people rejected the Republican Party, or we'd be in a lot worse shape than we are. I think in this particular election, however, Republican primary voters are looking for an outsider.
Well, let me emphasize, you're correct that Republicans have done extremely well in the Obama years on almost every level except the White House. And yet there is a situation where there's been a lot of discontent within the Republican base, people feeling that things are not getting done. And a lot of that frustration seems to have been expressed through Trump. And that's frustration in part at you, isn't it?
Well, I think the American people need to understand that the reason we can't change America all by ourselves is that Barack Obama's in the White House. I mean, he's not going to sign things that dramatically turn the country in a different direction. For example, we put the repeal of Obamacare on his desk. We knew he wouldn't sign it, but that underscores that we need a president who would. So to complete the job of changing directions in the country, you need to change the occupant of the White House, and my view is Hillary Clinton will be four more years just like the last eight.
So you can make a case for yourself in the Senate as blocking Hillary Clinton from going too far. It's what the Senate does. It's what you can do very well. Would you also be willing to say that there is anything that Donald Trump has proposed that if he's president, you will block in the Senate?
Well, sure. I don't agree with Donald Trump on everything, and I don't think the Trump nomination is going to redefine in any real way what America's right-of-center party stands for. We will have agreements. We will have disagreements. I think the single most important thing I would remind right-of-center voters in suggesting that they vote for Donald Trump is, who do you want to make the next Supreme Court appointment? Donald Trump has already put out a list of 10 or 11 right-of-center, well-qualified judges, a list from which he would pick. I think that issue alone should comfort people in voting for Donald Trump for president.
Let's remind people that you've taken the lead in blocking Merrick Garland, President Obama's nominee. You are then comfortable with anyone that Donald Trump would name?
If it's people like the ones on the list, I certainly would be. Now, let me explain why we're not filling this vacancy. We're in the middle of picking a new president when this vacancy occurred. The American people need to decide who they want to be in the White House, and that person needs to make this important appointment.
Isn't the real issue for you the ideological balance of the court? What makes you unhappy is that a conservative justice could be replaced by someone who's not so conservative, and that would change the makeup of the court. That's what bothers you, isn't it?
Well, if you want to look at the qualifications, I think the principle here is who ought to make the appointment. But if you want to look to the qualifications, President Obama declaring Merrick Garland a moderate doesn't make him a moderate. For those who want to look at the qualifications, I would say he's a well-qualified, very liberal judge, and there's no question that if he were confirmed, he would move the court dramatically to the left, and that's the whole point here. We're in the middle of this presidential election year. The American people need to make a big decision, will be making a big decision about what course they want our country to follow.
You said you don't agree with Trump about everything. If there is a President Trump and he moves to ban Muslims from entering the United States, as he has promised to do, and if that requires some legislative action, will you block it?
I would. I think that's a very bad idea. And there are a number of other things that he has suggested that I don't agree with. I mean, for example, I think it's become quite customary for presidential candidates to release their tax returns. I would think that would be a good idea for Donald Trump, just like it has been for other candidates of both parties in recent times.
Have you looked into whether it would require any legislative action to ban Muslims from the United States?
You know, I haven't, but it's a very bad idea. I mean, for example, the King of Jordan, who's a great ally of ours, wouldn't be able to come to the United States. And so that's not something I think we ought to do. Do we need to tighten restrictions on people coming into the country? I think there's a good argument for that, but a kind of broad ban is a bad idea. And of course, many American Muslims are great sources of information as we seek to look for domestic folks who might be engaged in trying to promote terrorist activities.
He says he wants to build a bigger wall on the border than currently exists and make Mexico pay for it. Would you block that?
Well, I think we do have border security problems, and all of these suggestions are worth looking at.
So that's a maybe to that one rather than...
Well, we'd have to see whether that would actually produce the desired result. There are plenty of suggestions that have been made. The border is way more porous than it should be. And I think we'd be open to discussing anything that would enhance border security.
Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the author of a new memoir called The Long Game. We're going to hear more on his life and leadership style tomorrow.